Holos chapter 8, Mishnah 1, Yesh Mevin Esatuma V'Choitzitzin. There are some things which convey impurity, meaning if there was a corpse and utensils underneath this thing, the impurity would be transmitted from the corpse to the utensil. And also they screen impurity. Impurity can't pass through them. So if there's a corpse underneath them and utensils above them, the utensils wouldn't be impure. So some things convey impurity and screen against it. Mavin esatuma velo choitzitzin. Some things convey impurity but do not screen. Choitzitzin velo mavin. Some things screen impurity and do not convey. And lo mavin velo choitzitzin. And some things neither convey impurity nor screen against impurity. So there are things which fall into these categories. What says the Mishnah conveys impurity and also prevents impurity from spreading? So the Mishnah is now going to list a number of things which do this, which convey impurity and screen the impurity from moving. Hashida, the first thing is a chest. Vateva, and a counter. These are all large things which you know contain or house utensils, etc. So a counter, a chest, of our migdal, a cabinet, kaveres akash, a straw beehive, which means a basket that was shaped like a straw beehive, kaveres hakanim, or a reed beehive, uvor sfin alexandrius, the reservoir of an Alexandrian ship, shiashlem shulayim, that have bottoms. And all of these things have to at least be able to hold 40 sayas of liquid, shem koran beyavesh, which is 2 cores of dried substance. So all of these things prevent impurity from spreading and also convey impurity in the right circumstances. Carries on the Mishnah also vereiya, a length of fabric, uskurtia, a smock, uktavfulia, a bedspread, vesadin, a sheet, umapats, a mat, umachatzeles, a matting, shahen asun ohalim, when all of these things are arranged like a tent, so they will also convey impurity and also prevent it from spreading. Ve'eda behematma utahoira, herds of unkosher or kosher domestic animals, and this is when they cramp together, packed tightly together, they also transmit impurity. Machonis chaya v'oif, nests of wild animals or birds, v'oif shashachen, or a bird that was perching, v'ose makom livna b'shibalim, and also one who makes a place for her child amongst the sheaves. A woman is working in the field and she makes out of the sheaves, she makes somewhere to shelter her child. That would also spread impurity. Ha'erus, aris, va'kisos, avi, va'yarkos, chamor, donkey herbs, udlas, yavanim, Greek gourds, va'echlim, toherim, and pure foods. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, lo haya moedeb ochalim toherim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri disagrees with pure foods, chutz mina igul shel devel, except for a fig cake disc. So he holds that a fig cake disc would transmit, convey, and prevent impurity from transmitting, while all other foodstuffs would not. Brings the Kati, the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri.